today's gospel really highlights an essential part of religion and our faith, which is namely that our belief in the way we live our life is really primarily a response to the perception of what God has done in our life, and it really is a response to the love that God has in our life. In other words, God has loved us first, He's bestowed upon us, showered us with His gifts and with His blessings, and how we live our life ultimately is our response to how we perceive the goodness of God and those gifts which He's given us, and the gratitude that we manifest based on the proportion of what we think it is that we have received. In today's gospel, we can see from the response of the woman that she perceives everything that Jesus has done for her. She knows that she has been forgiven much by the Lord. She knows what she's been given by God. And therefore, she has this outpouring of gratitude, which is truly remarkable. She basically shows up at the Pharisee's house where she knows she would be unwelcome. Essentially winds up making what people then would have thought was a spectacle of herself, to be standing near Jesus and anointing him and washing his feet with her tears. But all of it is this very sincere, authentic, spontaneous, joyful reaction to the fact that she knows what God has given her, and she knows that Jesus has the power to forgive her sins. And this really is, say, the height of what we could call in a way pure worship or pure religion. The sincere, authentic, total response to God's love that leads one to a profound gratitude that is manifested in their words, gestures, and actions. The Pharisee, on the other hand, kind of symbolizes a different kind of response. His is much more of a measured, calculating response. He invites Jesus over to his house, which seems like a nice gesture, but he's really doing it to test Jesus out and in the end to kind of affirm and vindicate himself as being the proprietor of true religion and true worship, so that he can kind of point out Jesus's faults, which he does by the fact that he perceives it to be wrong that Jesus allows the sinful woman to approach and even to touch him. And there we can see a different kind of conditioned response where one says, well, I perceive God is acting in my life, I believe in God, but I'm going to put him to the test before I decide how much I commit to him or how much I'm willing to totally respond with my whole heart to him. My brothers and sisters, for us, we too then are invited in the first place to really, every day of our life, to consider and to perceive and reflect upon all that God has given to us. And when you think of it, well, God really, in essence, has given us everything. He's given us the gift of life, without which we would have absolutely nothing. He's given us the gift of redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He's given us the gift to call us members of His family as His adopted sons and daughters. He's given us the gift of resurrection to live with Him in eternal life. In short, nobody will ever come close to giving us all the many gifts and blessings that God has bestowed upon us. I think it's helpful for us when we meditate and reflect upon those things, because when we truly perceive and believe in the love that God has shown us and what He has given to us, then that can only help us naturally to respond with the gift of our whole heart in worshiping God and in giving our life back to Him. And that really is the main purpose of any vocation to the religious life, is to say, I perceive all that God has given me, and I want to respond with my whole heart and give Him my life back in return. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God for the grace that we would always perceive His goodness in our life, that we perceive His many gifts and blessings in our life, and that, like the woman, that we would always strive to sincerely and authentically reply and respond wholeheartedly by worshiping God and giving our lives back to Him.